If there was one thing Tyler Weatherall learned growing up, it was don't tell anyone who you are. She would go on to live with her family in more than a dozen homes in 5 different countries by the time she was a teenager. It wasn't until she was in high school that she learned her father was one of America's most prolific marijuana distributors in the 1970s, and that he'd taken his family on the run to protect himself from arrest. Tyler's story is the subject of this week's episode of Criminal. Phoebe Judge is the host, and she joins me now. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
What was Tyler Weatherall's life like growing up?
Well, she was born in California to a wealthy investment advisor and a former model, as she was raised in this big mansion. When she was a small child, the family moved to Europe pretty much overnight. There was a lot of money around, and they were traveling from one country to the other, but her father was always on the phone a lot and worried. Eventually, the family moved to England.
What did she think was going on?
She didn't know, but when she was 9, her father disappeared after a visit from Scotland Yard, and her mother told her and her sister and brother that they could never talk about where their father was or who he was. They set up this elaborate payphone system so that they could still speak with their father. He would call, they would have a set of 3, and they would go to the right one. And she and her sister started traveling covertly to Paris, across the border, so that they could visit their father.
What did she learn about who her father was?
Well, her father started out on Wall Street working in finance, but quickly realized that it was more lucrative to sell marijuana. He was one of the first people to bring in marijuana from Colombia and Thailand. And he applied these Wall Street principles to the marijuana business, which made him very successful. He ended up running with the family from California after his name was discovered in an associate's papers.
Did he end up getting caught?
Yes. When Tyler was 12, he was arrested in the Caribbean and extradited to California. He was sentenced under the Kingpin statute. He served 5.5 of a 10-year sentence, but he's now, again, working as an investment advisor.
After all this, after he's been in jail and everything, then what did Tyler think?
Well, they today have a very close relationship, and Tyler spent a great amount of time researching these years when the family was on the run. I think that she wishes that her father had just turned himself in. It would have made things a lot easier. But she also told me that she now, maybe because of her life when she was young, whenever there's something wrong, she just looks for the nearest plane and tries to get away from it all.
Tyler Weatherall has written a book called No Way Home, A Memoir of Life on the Run. You can hear more about her story in the latest episode of Criminal. The podcast is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.